Boy, you labeled yourself. So as I was up here in this Sunday school convention, it walked up. And it said, Dr. House, could I ask you a question, please? I said, yeah. He said, you strike me as being a very poor loser. No pictures, please. I'm not kidding. I'll cloud up rain. This is preaching time, not camera taking time. He said, is that true? Are you a bad loser? I said, don't know, Buster. Ain't never lost. My Bible said we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Who slew all these? I was at Omaha. A lot of you heard this story. I love it. I was in Omaha. I preached on courage. And I was for it. I preached on courage. Gave the invitation. Here it wiggled. Looked like one of those animals in Revelation. Face like a man. Hair like a woman. Body like a fish. Don't put your shoes on, ladies. It's not time yet. My two-page outlines last 30 minutes. My four-page outlines last an hour. And I got 10 pages tonight. It wiggled up. And it said, Dr. Hiles, that was the greatest sermon I've ever heard in my life. I knew that. Said, Dr. Hiles, said, that was a marvelous message on courage. I needed it more than I've ever needed a message in my life. This may come as a great surprise to you, Dr. Hiles, but I'm a homosexual. I said, no. But that message, oh my soul, that message. You see, Dr. House, I'm a homosexual, but I've never let it be known. That's like a dog wagging his tail, barking and flapping his ears. Said, I never have let it be known yet. But it continued, and it said, but Dr. House, because of you and that great sermon tonight, I owe it all to you, the decision that I made tonight. All because of that powerful message, I'm coming out of the closet. Man, talk about power. How many of you guys ever preached a queer out of a closet? You need something you don't have while you're here. I bet you've locked a heap of them in a closet. Hey, you better smile, fellas. I'll think you're one of them. I'd suggest you look like you agree, sweetie. Won't you ask your wife if you can smile? Brother, there never has been a day in the history of our country where America needed men like she needs men tonight. If you're not a man, get out of the pulpit and let some female that's masculine get in. I was up in New England. Another one came to me. I tracked him. Another one came to me. Said, Dr. House, could I ask you a question, please? I said, yes, um. Could I ask you, do you have a coffee shop ministry in your church? I said, a what ministry? A coffee shop ministry. What in the world is a coffee shop ministry? Well, Dr. House, it's you get a room and you paint it psychedelic colors. And then you get all the boys and they grow long hair and wear blue jeans. And they get a guitar, and the girls wear blue jeans too, and they all look like they're hippies. But then you get them in there because of that, and you play rock music and put your religious words to it, and then you get them saved. I said, no. He said, no. It said, no what? I said, we don't have a coffee shop, miss. What you asked, wasn't it? I said, that isn't all. We're not going to have one either. We have a soul winning ministry. We have a track passing out ministry. We have a street corner preaching ministry. We have an altar call ministry. We have a mourner's bench ministry. We have a sawdust trail ministry. But we don't strip naked to go down the beach to win folks to Christ. We go down to the beach, we go like this. If I go down to the beach, it's a blessing of all if I go like this. It continued. Some of you women are having a miserable time tonight. Miserable time. It hurts you to find a fellow you can't control, doesn't it, baby? It said, well, Reverend Hiles, how do you expect to reach the youth of our age without a coffee shop ministry? I said, how many teenagers did you have last Sunday in your church? It said, 40. I said, we had more than 40 in the toilets. Now you listen to me. You listen to me. We fundamentalists are trying too many new things. We have too many Southern Baptist preachers coming in telling us how to build our Sunday school. We're copying the navigators these days. I'm saying, let old-fashioned, independent, fundamental Baptist be old-fashioned, independent, fundamental Baptist. You say, I'm not going to come back next year. I better pluck your tail feathers while you're here then, Henry. What you going to do about it? What you going to do about the baby killers? What you going to do about the alcohol crowd? What you going to do about the queer crowd? Who slew all these? I see another pile of heads over here. Who slew all these? I see religious people. I see church members burning in hell. Who slew all these? Liberal preachers who left the Bible? Who slew all these? Harry Emerson Fosdick. Who slew all these? Bishop Oxnam. Who slew all these? Every pope that ever sat on a seat reserved for God. Who slew all these? Nels F. Esperay. Who slew all these? Reinhold Niebuhr. Who slew all these? Norman Vincent Peale. Who slew all these? Roberta Shuler. Brother, if we don't get some old-fashioned hell-raising preaching, this television crowd's going to take over. Somebody has got to tell it like it is. Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm just going to tell it like it is. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles, do you preach that like that in your own pulpit? That's where I are. My deacon chairman's sitting right there. I got deacons all over this choir. No good ones over here, but good ones over here. Brother, if I couldn't preach like this in this pulpit, I'd walk out that door right now and go across the street and set up a tent and start a church and ask all the real Christians to come across the street. You say, if I preach like it, I'd get fired. If you don't, you ought to get fired. America's going to hell while you're exegeting the scriptures. America's going to hell while you're preaching Dr. Big Bottom's outline who never saw a tent campaign, never saw an old-fashioned mourner's bench, never had an altar call, never saw a sawdust trail, and you're acting preacher, you're an imposter, go home and be a man of God. Who slew all these? All these church members in hell, burning in hell, who slew all these? Every priest who ever said he absolved the sin did. Who slew all these? Every Church of Christ preacher who preaches baptism necessary to salvation. Who slew all these? Every John MacArthur who preaches Lordship salvation. There's more to it than just preachers that disagree. There are preachers sending folks to hell in America because they're not preaching the true, precious, pure gospel of salvation by grace through faith. And if we don't speak about it, who's going to tell anybody about it? Last night you sat here astounded as Dr. Lacey preached that marvelous message. You didn't know the pastor of First Baptist Church Atlanta was using NIV, did you? And you've been sitting there watching him on the box. Well, you know it now. You're accountable now. You didn't know that James Dobson was an NIVer, did you? You thought we're a bunch of cranks. No, we're not. We're a bunch of people that want to keep pure the blessed word of God. Who slew all these? Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesse Jackson. Who hired communism behind a facade of Christianity? Who slew all these? The whole charismatic movement had a part. I've got more Catholic blood in me than I have charismatic blood. I'll have the Pope for revival before I'll have Oral Roberts. And I can prove it. I got the Pope lined up for April and Oral Roberts for July. Who slew all these? These church members in hell. These folks that went to hell on a ticket to heaven given by a false teacher. Who slew all of these? Every bingo-playing priest. Every so-called preacher that ever sprinkled a baby. Or an adult. Every rascal who ever listened to you on the other side of the confessional booth. Every publishing house that ever printed a counterfeit Bible. Every bookstore that ever sold a counterfeit Bible. Every professor that ever taught from a counterfeit Bible. Every board member of every Christian college that let that go on. And church members that sent the money to the colleges that don't believe in the old King James Bible. Boy, I like that man right there. They ask him to preach somewhere at a big convention. If certain preacher's there, he won't go. He just says, I won't go. But they need somebody like him. Because these little preachers that they have can't keep a fire going, much less start one. Who slew all these? Who slew all of these in hell? Suffering in hell. Every pussyfooting, back scratching, air tickling, penny pinching, nickel nipping, soft soaping, pink tea and lemonade, hole making, rake making, coulter making, axe making, mattox making, gold-making preacher. I just thought of that last night. God gave it to me. Who slew all these folks in hell? Deeper lifers? More concerned about the nails in the tabernacle than they are the nails in the hands of Jesus? Who slew all of these? Boards that control pulpits? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Go home, keep on making money? You're gonna get in the battle. Well, God hadn't called me to preach. Boy, you like to hide behind that, don't you? Well, there's something you can do for God besides preach. Volunteer. Volunteer. Now, if God gets recruits, listen to me. If God gets recruits to save this nation, he's not going to get it at MacArthur Shepherd Conference. Though it is a good thing to get those folks together every once in a while so the rest of the country won't have to put up with them. If America has the recruits that she needs, old-fashioned, hellfire and damnation, hell-raising, windy-rattling, shingle-pulling, preaching, they'll come from this room tonight. What you going to do about it, young man, called of God but haven't answered? What you going to do about it, young man, called of God, not called of God but you haven't volunteered? What you going to do about it? Who slew all these? I see another group over here. What a gory sight that is. I see illegitimate babies. I see venereal disease. I see pregnant teenagers. I see raped women. I see teen suicides. I see incest. Who slew all these? Hugh Hefner? Clark Gable? Marilyn Monroe? The king himself, Elvis. Who slew all these, Alan Ladd? Who slew all of these, MGM? Who's responsible for all these broken hearts and broken lives and venereal disease and illegitimate children and mothers rearing kids alone? Who slew all of these? Every actor in Hollywood. Every act. Hey, some of you folks act like you're excited. Either say amen, life, or go on home. America's going to hell, and you haven't got the guts to face it. Who slew all these? Now, I know some of you preachers don't like it, but don't throw your purse at me while I'm preaching. Pastor school 29 years ago was started to transform people. It was started to change preachers. And brother, all across this room tonight, there are preachers who have their lives changed at pastor school, and it wasn't changed by an exposition of the third toe on the left foot of the beast of Daniel 2. Who slew all these? Every producer of every movie in Hollywood. Who slew all these? Every director of every movie in Hollywood. Who slew all these? Johnny Carson did. Who slew all these? Phil Donahue did. And yet you sit there and watch that box and watch the Donahue show and watch a bunch of transvestites interviewed and a bunch of queers interviewed and a bunch of bisexuals interviewed. And you're going to face God Almighty for every program you've ever watched. Who slew all these? Don't put your shoes on yet, ladies. Who slew all these? Soap operas. Edge of Night. Corner of Darkness. Secret Storm. Silent Tornado, Tiptoeing Hurricane. You ladies ought to be ashamed. I said you ought to be ashamed.
Well, you say, what's wrong with the soap operas?
Oh, shut up. You know what's wrong with the soap operas. Not anybody that's got an IQ of 13 but what can tell what's wrong with the dirty soap operas.
Who slew all these? Those who watch them? The adult bookstores? Playboy magazine? Oprah Winfrey? Oprah Winfrey? Oprah Winfrey? There I go having a spell again. Who slew all these? HBO? Who slew all these? Those that watch HBO? Who slew all these? The movie channel? Who slew all these? The chorus lines? Whether they're in Las Vegas or at halftime at a football game. And whether it's at a university at halftime or a public high school at halftime or halftime when a so-called Christian high school plays a public high school, it's all the same. They'll make popsicles in hell before we'll allow somebody to trot across our football field or gymnasium with a chorus line. Our Christian schools are dying. Dying. We want to be accepted to the heathen world. That's why we got us Christian schools in the first place. Who slew all of these? Every cheerleader who shows her panties. Oh, but you ladies sleep with the house, you shouldn't use the word panties. Then don't ever do it, sweetie. Who slew all these? You mixed swimming crowd. Oh, but you sleep with the house. I'm from California. Well, I preach against drinking beer in Milwaukee and working a tobacco plant in North Carolina and going big swimming in California or Florida. Who slew all of these? Women in shorts? Who slew all of these? These poor kids that are the girls pregnant before they married. Caused boys to get so stirred up passionately that they'll rape a girl. Brother, you listen to me. For every single man that goes to prison for rape, there ought to be right beside him a half-naked girl in the next cell. Who slew all these? People on beaches? Who slew all these? Churches that have mixed women parties? I wish some of you people could have known the old-fashioned fundamentalists. And by the way, you neos, sit still. We've heard you enough. It's time you listen to us for a while. We've sat through your garbage and rust and shuffled and been restless. Now, you listen to the truth for a while, restless or not. Who slew all these? School boards that pass out condoms? Oh, but you say, Brother Hiles. Now, look at a woman in a bathing suit. I don't have evil thoughts. Take one of three choices. Queer, sick, or you're a liar? When I started preaching 44 years ago, you couldn't find an independent Baptist preacher preached any different from this. If you moved your letter, you had to go to a Southern Baptist church. And a lot of you are Southern Baptists now, but you don't call yourself that. You got Southern Baptist convictions. You got Southern Baptist standards. You got Southern Baptist type preaching. You got Southern Baptist Sunday School organization. I'd have more respect for you if you'd change the title on the front of your church. Who slew all these? How's that soul winning? I have a couple of visited our church last Sunday before. They came to the door, and a 6'4" policeman was the man, named George. Wife's about 5'2". She's a policeman, too. She policed George. I've never understood that. I have never understood that. Sitting on the front row of the choir is a little gal called Mrs. Hiles, weighs 100, and she weighs not much. I mean, she weighs a little over half what I weigh. I'd hate to think that she could lead me around, but she can. Brother, I'll tell you another thing. They'll make sherbet in hell before a woman lead me around. Oh, I got to go back to George. This policeman, big old 6'4", big guy. I said that Brother Hiles came by to tell you how much we enjoyed having you in church last Sunday. And she said, we won't be back. And I said, why? She said, because you preached against mixed women and against women wearing shorts. And she said, there's nothing wrong with it. She said, men do not look at women with evil thoughts who wear shorts. Women wear shorts. She said, my husband doesn't. She said, do you, George? I said, yeah, do you, George? I said, George, answer her. She asked you a question. Do you, George? Brother, I'm 65 years old, but I couldn't hang around the beach even now. I'm old, but I'm not dead, and I... I can't tell you whether it's wrong for a 66-year-old man to hang around a beach. But I can tell you that 65 and under is wrong. Dr. Seitner may be past this. I don't know. Who slew all these? Who slew all these? I see another group. What a gory crowd that is. I see confused young people, gangs, rebellion, and suicides. Who slew all of these? The humanistic public schools? I'd rather a kid in mine never earn his ABCs than to go to public school. You folks who got your kids in the public school, get right with God and get them out. We said we can't afford the tuition. Sell your color television set. Sell your car and ride a bicycle. Make that your first priority. Who slew all of these young people? Every science teacher that taught evolution. The only proof in the world that man ever came from a monkey are the science teachers that teach it. Who slew all of these? School boards who allow it taught. Welfare departments who outlaw spanking. The Dr. Spocks of the world. And the teacher who shakes the faith of the student in the Word of God. It's an old story, but I want to tell it again because I love to hear it. When Dave was in junior high school, he came home one night and brought a book. He said, Dad, they say I got to read this. I said, what is it? He said, it's called Of Mice and Men by Steinbeck. I said, son, you can't read it. Public school, we didn't have our own school then. He took it back, and the teacher said, okay, how about this one? He came back the next night and said, Dad, how about this one? I said, what is it? He says, called Catcher in the Rye. Catcher in the Rye is twice as bad as Of Mice and Men. I said, you can't read it, son. He said, Dad, I'm afraid to go back. I said, go back with you. I went up to the principal of the Munster Junior High School, his office. They either was in class or something, but I was very near alone. I walked in, had the book in my hand. I think I'll make a statement here. I'd rather a kid read Of Mice and Men and Catch in the Rye than one of these false Bibles. I said to the principal, I said, he said, hello, Reverend. Glad to see you again. I have been there before. He said, what can I do for you? I said, I came to tell you, my boy can't read that book. Well, he said, we'll certainly have a meeting of the minds. I said, didn't come to meet your mind. I came to make an announcement. My boy's not going to read the book. Well, he said, Reverend, we'll give a little. You give a little. I said, I won't give any. My boy's not going to read the book. He said, Reverend, when your boy walks inside this building, he's no longer your boy. Oh! Fee, fi, fo, fum. I wanted the blood of a principal man. Before I knew it, I forgot who I was, if I was, what I was, where I was, and why I was. And I found myself leaping across the desk, holding two handfuls of principal in my hand. And I said, you hear me well. That boy is my boy. I don't care if he's in school or at home. He's my boy. Oh, okay, Reverend. Okay, okay, okay. He said, we'll bring this to the English committee. I said, done been brought. My boy is not going to read the book. They took me into the gymnasium. There was an assistant basketball coach who was the chairman of the English committee and about 10 teachers around a circle. I was right in the middle. Chairman of the committee said, Reverend, we're here to compromise with you. I said, that word is not in my dictionary. You go to my office tonight and get my Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary and you look at where the word quit's supposed to be. It's cut out. K-W-I-T, you can find it easily. All of a sudden, right beside me was a little female teacher. Didn't have on a skirt, just had a long blouse on. She stood up and she began to wiggle. Oh, she said, my, in all of my life, I've never seen anybody quite like you. I said, sister, where I come from, your type is mighty scarce too. I said, my boy is not going to read the book. Who slew all these? Who slew all these? Christian schools that have changed their music, their standards, playing heathen schools in sports. Oh, if I weren't so courageous, I'd be scared to say this. But I want you to know this. Spread it wherever you want to spread it and crucify me, whatever cross you can find. I just don't like it when a bunch of people, boys, come out to watch girls play sports. Oh, boy, several numbers of you got off the bus at that stop, didn't you? Cheer for the boys. Well, you say how they're going to get exercise. Try washing dishes. I said it. independent Baptist churches are sending their girls out to play basketball in shorts in front of boys. Who slew all these? Christian schools who lost their modesty, whose church has one kind of music on Sunday and whose school music department has another kind on Monday. You check the average interdenominational college that calls itself fundamental in America. You check their recitals. Mezzavozzi in C-sharp minor by Bach. Don't misunderstand me. I like Bach. I do. I love Bach. But my favorite music is Bach. I love that song, Bach in the Hills, where I was born. Carry me Bach to old Virginia. But you check the average sacred concert. You say, Brother House, you're not very cultured. I've seen you folks that are, and somehow I don't have the desire to be that way. And pray tell me, where in the Bible does it say that Bach is better music than I'll Fly Away? You get a Hiles Anderson College piano concert recital, it'll say Blessed Assurance by Fanny Crosby. We may have one, can't think of the word now, but I have that music. Classical. Caught it just like that. We may have one classical number, but brother, 90% of them are gospel songs. We're not raising Liberace's, we're raising Rudy Atwood's. Our school first, don't put your shoes on, ladies. I'll let you know when I see the end in sight, but I don't see it at all yet. We started our high school. They were playing a basketball game one night. I was preaching in Atlanta, Georgia. When I got to Atlanta, the airport was frozen in. Couldn't land, so we just turned around in the air and came back to Chicago. My folks thought I was in Atlanta, but I was in Chicago. The first quarter of the ball game I walked in, we were playing Wheaton High School. We should have had enough sense not to do it. We were playing Wheaton High School, sort of like Wheaton College, Neo. I'm just thinking how good it is to be free. I can stand in my own pulpit and, brother, be free as a bird. If I can't, I'll go across the street. Start a church. I walked in our gym. First year we had our school. The Wheaton High School cheerleaders had skirts that far above their knees. You were there, Eddie. I walked out on the court, stopped the game. I said, ladies and gentlemen, our people didn't sacrifice their life savings for that striptease show. As long as I'm pastor of this church, we're not going to have it. And by the way, that's been 22 years ago, and the old statement still goes. I said, now you girls, not your fault, principal's fault, coach's fault. But I said, you go over here and sit down and cover your legs and thighs with your coats. It's wintertime, or the game's off. You say, what do you think you are, a dictator? No, but I'm so close it's hard to tell. What I am. I'm the custodian of the sacrificial givers of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, who put those schools out there and said to me, you keep them straight. That's exactly what I am. You don't like it, you can lump it any way you want to lump it. The principal walked out on the mid-court. He said, you have a very poor spirit. And I said, did you, all the people are listening. I said, did you get a letter from us that you abide by our dress code when you come in our gymnasium? He said, yes, I did. I said, then I had rather be a bad, have a bad spirit than be an imposter and deceiver. I said, you thought I was in Atlanta, but God brought me back. He asked Atlanta Airport up, get me back here. Those little six cheerleaders went over to the side, covered their thighs and knees up with their skirts or their coats, and I walked over and sat down right in the middle of them. And I said, hey, girls, let me buy you some hot dogs. I bought them a hot dog and a cold drink. Bought them some popcorn, some peanuts. Before the game was over, all every girl liked me. And they were mad at the principal of their school. That man right there has taught you, that man right there has taught you this week that young people want somebody to say, this is right and this is wrong. That young man, I don't know whether you got that whole story the night or not. That young man in the public school that was saved in our Bible club, when his teacher was teaching evolution, he said, I don't believe that. And the rest of our Bible club students in that room started clapping. Now, here's the only thing you got. The teacher closed the book and didn't teach it, but here's what she said. I don't believe it either. Who slew all these? I know what you're saying. Some of you First Baptist folks, well, who will play us? Well, let's play solitaire if we have to do that to be right. I'll just go out by myself and shoot baskets if I got to. Or Ray and I'll play horse. Or 21. Is a church that I went to for 30 years. Every year I was there, I let them have it. This year, they have made a rule that the girls can wear pants to school. I call the name of the preacher. Everybody in this room will know his name. Who slew all these? A few years ago, I was preaching in Southwide. A preacher walked up after the service and says, I'll be glad when you're gone. Then we won't have to hear that anymore. But what he doesn't know is that there are hundreds and hundreds of young preachers coming on the scene. Brother, if I died tonight, they'd plague him like a revelation plague. And by the way, we're going to win. You know why we're going to win? Because we believe in having babies. You know why the black folks are taking over America? Because they're having more kids than we are. You know why the old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, soul-winning Baptist is going to take over fundamentalism? Because we get more folks saved than they are. Who slew all these? I see another crowd of bloody heads. Who slew all these? They look demented. Got glassy eyes. Most of them teenagers. Who are they? Oh, they got needles in their arms. Who slew all of these young people? The Beatles. Who slew all of these, the Rolling Stones? Who slew all these, Madonna? Who slew all these, the Prince? Who slew all these, the Jackson twins, Michael and Jesse? Who slew all these, Johnny Cash? Who slew all these? Hang on to your seat, Pat Boone. Who slew all these? Every rock music disc jockey in America. Who slew all of these? Every rock music playing radio station in America? Who slew all of these? Every mod music director in churches in America? Who slew all these pastors that put up with it? Who slew all these? Every video store that sells rock music, peddles it. Every parent who allows it at home. And the whores, the queers, the quacks, and the kooks who sing it.
But what's wrong with rock music?
Oh, hush, you know what's wrong with rock music. There's not a person in this room tonight who's got enough sense to find the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't know what's wrong with rock music. You know what's wrong with rock music. Yeah, I don't have to tell you what's wrong. You know what's wrong with rock music. You teenagers know what's wrong with rock music. Nobody has to write a book about it. You know what's wrong with it. Your problem is not that we don't agree. Your problem is you're not right with God. That's your problem. And about 50 of you music directors ought to get your right, get musically right with God tonight. Who slew all of these? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Come here and holler amen, go home, make money. Brother, we ought to have 500 men tonight to say, I'm gonna give my life to do exactly what you're doing tonight. Who slew all these? Dead churches? Dead music? Dead preaching? No invitation? Deeper lifers? New evangelicals? Zondervan? Those who criticize old-fashioned soul winning? Those who criticize street preaching? Those who criticize house-to-house and public soul winning? Pastors who steal soul-winning churches and change them. People that use terms like easy believism to cover their own disobedience to God. Who slew all these? The lifestyle evangelism crowd. I was out in San Jose, California. I was preaching in morning service. All of a sudden, 40 men walked in. They were a theology class from a local seminary. After the service was over, they walked up and the professor came to me and all his little puppets gathered around him. I'm sorry, reverend puppets gathered around him. And he said, Dr. House, could I correct your theology? I said, I may be wrong on theology, but I've never met a seminary professor could correct it. He said, Dr. House, you said this morning every Christian is supposed to be a soul winner. Oh, I said, no, I didn't. I said, Jesus said that. He said he came to seek and to save the lost. Then he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. He said, you said, every Christian ought to be a soul winner. He said, Dr. Hiles, he said, every Christian does not have the spiritual gift of soul winning. As his students chuckled gaily, some even queerly. He said, and they laughed. He said, what you going to say about that, Reverend Hiles? I said, just one thing. Are you an idiot in any other area, or is that the only area? I'm a little sick of them calling us everything that's almost a cursing, and us not standing up and say, we have the truth. I'm tired of it. I said, anybody that thinks that soul winning is a gift of the Spirit shouldn't be taking care of the nursery in a Baptist church, much less teaching our preachers. Who slew all these lazy preachers? formal worship services.
I think I'll do it.
I think I will.
I think I will.
Because it's already settled who's coming back next year anyhow and who's not. So there's no way I'm going to win or lose on this. Up here in the Chicago area, they have what they call, let's gather around the word. Let's gather around the word. A world goes to hell. A nation is perishing. Young people are dying and committing suicide. And while we're gathering around the word to find out what the nail in the tabernacle stands for, or what the leg on the beast stands for, or what the foot on the leg stands for, what the toe on the foot stands for, what the nail on the toe stands for, what the polish on the nail stands for. Now, let's suppose that Brother Colston, let's take Brother Jeff. You have to come up here. Brother Jeff is home at night. He and his wife sound asleep. Kids are all in their rooms. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden they hear a noise at the door. Somebody's trying to break in. Mrs. Jeff Owens says, "Honey, somebody's trying to break in our front door." And Jeff says, "I'll certainly be praying for you while you go check it out." She goes down to the door. Somebody's trying to break in. There he is right there. Got a mask. Got a gun. She runs back upstairs, pulls Jeff out from under the bed and says, "Honey, there's somebody got a gun at our door." And Jeff says, "You just wait here." Jeff says to his family, he said, "Now, don't you worry. I got this gun. And everything's all right." He says to his wife and children, "Just follow me to the living room. Everything is just all right." So Jeff goes to the living room. He puts his gun right down on the floor in the middle of the living room. He said, "Now, honey, you get over there. And children, you get all around this gun. We're going to gather around the gun." Now, the silver on this gun represents redemption. Set still. And the brass on this gun represents judgment. This wood represents Jesus that was a root out of dry ground. And that barrel represents the straight and narrow way. Okay, honey, what's the silver represent? Redemption. Son, what does the brass represent? Judgment, Daddy. His wife says, "Wait a minute. There's a guy breaking in our front door." He says, "Shh, we're studying the gun." I hope you deeper lifers are itching right now. How few folks would call us shallow for having a miserable time. Because we're sick of you calling us shallow. You know, listen, brother, you don't get any deeper in soul winning. Gather around the gun. Mrs. Owen says, honey, that gun's not right now to study. We're supposed to study it before now so we'll know how to use it. Purpose of studying is to use it, not to know it. Get the gun, shoot his gizzard. Sit still. Who slew all these? Church is too snobbish to run buses. Who slew all these? Churches have quit the bus ministry. Who slew all these? Churches known more for conservation than for conversions. So busy conserving the results they're not having. The song says, there were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the foliage. Your heart's out fire. There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out in the field away. That's not what the Bible says. Well, Bible doesn't say there are 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. Bible says that he left the 99 in the wilderness to go get the one that was lost. What's the lesson there? It's better to get him out of hell than to spend all your time conserving the three you're getting. You watch out for a church that talks more about discipleship than soul winningship. Over here in Whiting, years ago, they had a fire. Sinclair Refinery. Big fire. Fire department went over there and they went inside and got a fellow out. About several hundred still in there. They got this fellow out of the fire and they took him out. All the fire department gathered around him. They dusted him off, gave him a bath, shaved him. Fire still going on. Took him down to the barber shop, got him a haircut. Bought him some new clothes, shined his shoes. Had a wonderful discipleship program. No, sir. Tell you exactly what they did. I talked to them. They said, the fire department said, we went in there and pulled one out and got him strong enough to go back in and pull one out for himself. Who slew all these? Most of all, men of God not surrendered. Most of all, men who are called of God who've not answered. And there are hundreds of you in this room tonight who are just right there. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Most of all, young people letting it happen without doing a thing about it. Young people ought to give your life to surrender to the call of God, letting it happen. What you going to do about it, young person? What you going to do about it, young man? What you going to do about it, called of God? Bill Harvey and I, years ago, were driving down the highway coming back from Houston to Dallas. All of a sudden, Bill said, hey, Jack, look there. Old Iriah pickup truck slipped off the highway. Started going out across a cotton field. When it got several feet out in the cotton field, it turned straight up like that and went up in the air. And while it was up in the air, a little boy fell out and the car fell on him. And Bill said, Jack, let's go see if we can help that boy. I said, I don't feel that too.